This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. We're here hanging out at Helium Comedy Club with the same old motherfuckers I'm with every week, Dion and White Boy Chris, and we got a new, what's your name? Oh, Harrison. Harrison do the camera work, y'all. Y'all let me know if I should keep Harrison. Because if you don't think I should keep him, I can always put him in my basement and cook him come next year.
Congratulations. You're the Christmas goose.
Because you know on New Year's, you got to cook a white person.
What the fuck shit. Did we turn into the Purge?
That's a joke. Because hey. You motherfucker be writing it. Man, Pat, eat white people. I don't even eat white meat, motherfucker. I like the leg or the chicken. White meat is dry.
This is just supposed to be an intro.
Oh, this was an intro.
Yeah.
Another episode of the Pat Down. Bitch, just start talking. Stay tuned after the music. We got some shit to talk about there. We talking about these niggas threw my rain deals away. I'm madder than hot fish grease in this motherfucker.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. This Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
I'm so pissed off today. Let me tell y'all what happened to me. So, I decided to put up my Christmas tree.
You
fuck you looking at
you yesterday you're at my work, you're going, do you guys know anybody who can put up a Christmas tree
decorate? Yeah, I found somebody on an app called My Neighbor, Next Door Neighbor or some shit. So I found this cute little white girl who said, oh, I come decorate the tree. She showed up, and by my name being Pat, she thought I was gonna be this old woman on a walker. So she showed up, she was like, Pat here. I'm like, I'm Pat. And she was like, after I talked to her, she was like, I so came because I thought you was going to be old and decrepit. I'm like, what, bitch? Old people on walkers don't put up Christmas trees. So I'm pulling.
Ain't that why you hired her to put up your tree?
Right. No. Because you don't want to do the work?
I hired her because I'm not good at decorating fucking Christmas tree. I don't want that ghetto tree that I feel like my wig gonna slide back. But I don't want that ghetto Christmas tree. You remember back in the day, your mama would put up them Christmas trees and then they just wouldn't put no balls on them. They just take that shingling shit and just throw it on the tree. And that shit is all in your hair, all over the house. It's just shingling shit all over the house like a fucking broken.
Shingling. What?
Like a broken ass disco ball. That somebody just broke up and threw it all over the tree. I fucking hate them shingling.
My dad.
What the fuck is a shingling?
I think she means the icicles, the strands. Oh, I hated that.
I call them shinglings. So, I hate that shingling boogie 1980 shit. It's like when you go over somebody's house, right, and then you walk through the room and they got all these fucking bees hanging down instead of a door because they couldn't afford no dough. So they hang out. And then when you pull, you just hang up fucking socks and apples and shit. And be walking through it and shit. And I fucking hated that shit. And then the bees make, you could never steal out the refrigerator because all them goddamn bees making noise.
She's saying beads.
Yeah,
not
bees.
Bees, like. Just to translate for our white listeners.
Okay. So, you know, you remember them bees that used to hang out? You go try to steal your mama water out the refrigerator. Then you and your brother and sister, two motherfuckers got to hold the bees so they don't make noise and let them go real easy. Because if you don't, you're going to get the fuck beat out of you for going in the kitchen after hours. So, make a long story short, I got all off track because I can't decorate them. So I'm scared to have a Christmas tree with the shingling shit hanging off. Whatever remind me of being fucking dirt ass Poe and nobody gave a fuck. No bub, just shingling shit all over the house.
I can listen to you say shingling all fucking
new. New Miss Pat's new Christmas record. Yeah. Shingling-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah, shingling shit. So
shingling, shingling.
Shut the fuck up, let me tell
y'all. Shingling rock.
I hate that shingling shit. That shit remind me of a disco ball.
My dad loved that shit. I hate it. It made the tree, you'd have the pretty tree, and then you just put this gaudy silver tinsel all over it. It was just so
It's like
gross.
A black pastor overdressed yes. on Easter.
Yes.
That's perfect. What it's like. Like, what the fuck did you put that extra pink town for, pastor? So,
y'all have real trees or fake trees?
We had the same ugly-ass tree. Well, I only remember, like, one tree. And then, you know, I think I've told y'all this story before. So we would go to something called, it's called the, I don't know what the fuck it's called. It's called the empty stocking funds now. And it's where poor kids go to get shit. So they would give each child two gifts apiece. And your mama's standing at the end of the table with the trash bag. Put the shit in the bag, nigga. I get it back on Christmas Day. She wrapped the shit or nothing. She'd go get that goddamn bag. You know what's in there, yo, nigga. Don't you get nobody else shit either, motherfucker. Just, what do you say? This bitch ain't shit. I never seen wrapping paper. I didn't even know shit came wrapped until I became a drug dealer. I was like, oh, you supposed to wrap this shit? My mom put this in a motherfucking healthy bag, say, get it on Christmas, nigga. We wasn't never surprised. We already knew what the poor folks had. So, make a long story short. So, I'm looking in my garage. I met this young girl. She was like, oh, I come do your tree. And then I said, oh, great. So, I kind of looked at her work and I was like, come on. So I'm looking in my garage for my fucking reindeers. My reindeers that I got 3 years ago off of clearance rack. And if you know me, I'm a big ass clearance shopper. There was some $80 reindeers, right? I got them for like maybe $20 or $10. I love bragging about the shit I say. Cause I'm that bitch that go like when it after 50%, 75%, I go in there and talk a motherfucker down for whatever I want. I have a $1,200 tree, y'all. I pay $100 for it's 15 feet tall. It look like a mall tree. I bring this motherfucker home. My husband's like, what the fuck that goddamn big ass child? So you shut your crip ass up, nigga. This tree is going in my living room because my ceiling is 15 feet and I ain't never seen a nigga with a 15 feet tall tree that he didn't steal. So I'm keeping this motherfucking mall tree. So everybody come on, what the fuck you get this big ass tree for? I said, bitch, I'm moving up in life. I got a fucking 15 feet tree.
You bought a tree from Simon and Company.
No, I bought it from Lowe's, motherfucker. It was on the clearance rack. I talked to manager there. It was $1,200, $1,100 or something. I got it for $100. I ran up out that motherfucker, that tree. I was in a fucking cruise, and I put that motherfucker in that cruise, broke it down, baby. That was hanging off. Baby, a deal is a deal. A nigga don't care how they got a deal home. So
I got. How do you store this tree? Well, I started, 11 months of the year.
The family room.
No. I got a friend. My friend Cortland, that nigga. Let me tell you about this nigga. He have had the same tree for the last 10 years. They don't even take the bulbs off. Nothing. They just put a trash bag on. Yeah. So when they pull it out, they got spiders and birds.
I got you spiders for Christmas.
Bring it out for Halloween. You know,
no,
start
they
the
take
season
the tree
off.
And they shake the tree to get all the critters out. I said, nigga, just take the fucking tree down. Just take the fucking tree down and fucking put his tree up. Been up for like 15 years with the same fucking decoration. Corley, you know I ain't lying. The same decoration. And it just, I mean, one year he opened that fucking bird and babysitting in the motherfucker. They beat them motherfuckers out. Spiders, rats, and thing be stuck in his tree. He take that goddamn trash bag off. I don't do that shit. I take my shit, saran wrap it, and throw it downstairs. So I go to pull out my garage today, all my little Christmas shit. So I'm like, shit these motherfuckers down, because you know I like a shit a hole down on the clearance rack. My husband done threw away my motherfucking reindeers.
Oh,
that
shit.
Nigga threw away my reindeers. I said, where my motherfucking reindeers at, Garrett? He was like, talking about the nigga with the broke neck. And the broke neck. I said, his neck snapped on and off, motherfucker. He came in a box. So when I seen a nigga, his head was hanging out. So I threw him in the trash. I said, no, you did. Throw away my motherfucking clearance rack ring deals, nigga. Yet the fuck I did. I said, fuck you. I bet you, you better, I won't pay a bill this month, bitch, till you get my motherfucking ring deal. Fuck them ring deals. I said, okay, you fuck with, you fucking with a criminal. I went up to his bank account, got me $206, and I bought me an 8-foot ring deal. Two of them motherfuckers today. They gonna be out front so bad. And they light up. They light up, y'all. I showed it. I bought me 2 8-foot reindeer. Them niggas wanted the legs in the air like they about to go up the sky and get some toys from Santa and come back. You dirty motherfucker throwing away my clearing rat reindeer. I am pissed. Didn't they so dirty, right? I ain't had no Christmas when I'm coming up. So I'm big on Christmas when I'm not taking a vacation with my shitty ass, ungrateful ass family. So
you hear that, Nikea?
So I had bought all these little cute Santa houses, right? And these motherfuckers broke my Santa house. And then I got a white Santa that I got off Santa. I got a white Santa that I got off Chris, off clearance rack. Gary, I'm gonna paint the nigga black. So he don't even fucking hate my family. So what the fuck you pay Santa black for? We black. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I got here for $3 out the clearance rack.
That is the now, most Garyana thing
I
ever.
Had just taken a drink of water. You have to watch the video because I just about spit it all over the mic.
Now I got a Santa that's too fucking black. He black like this fucking microphone tissue.
It's a sponge.
Man, I get a sponge. I'm so sick of my motherfucking family. This bitch paint my Santa black. Now this nigga too black. He don't even look like us.
So you were getting in the Christmas spirit and they ruined it.
Yeah.
They sold my motherfucking reindeer. They broke my Christmas house. And the Santa is fucking crispy black. I mean, fucking.
Amistad.
Amistad. No, I'm talking about this kind of black right here.
Wesley Snipes.
Who the fuck won't? No, that blacker than, this blacker than Wesley Snipes.
Wow, that's black.
Microphone tissue.
That's a fucking black Santa.
I'm pissed off. Then my husband talk. I don't celebrate Christmas. I said, you cheap motherfucker. You don't celebrate nothing that requires you to spend money. Cheap ass motherfucker. He don't celebrate shit, but you celebrate that White Castle you be eating out your niggle.
Wow, that got personal and hurtful.
Yeah, I'm hurt. Motherfucker broke my, threw my goddamn reindeer. And I told him, I said, I could have asked the neighbor to fix my reindeer neck back. My motherfucking neighbor can fix anything.
Okay, so to be clear, the reindeer that you went out and bought were the same that were broken? And
hell no, I bought a big one, 8 foot tall. Looked like he about to go up to Santa, up to North Pole and get some toy. That motherfucker bigger than the dough.
Are they plastic or are they inflatables?
No, I don't do that inflatable shit. They plastic.
Okay.
He in a box.
She's so mad. She's like, we talked about the Falcons right before the show.
Shut the fuck up.
How mad you are.
I'm so mad at them because they make me sick. And I keep telling myself, I have to do this for my mental illness because I am no
We have that on tape, right?
She admitted it. We got it.
I didn't have
two
no
different
Christmas.
Camera
All right, Harrison,
angles.
Close the camera. We're done. We're done. Got it. This whole project was a...
I got to have Christmas sometime because I just like, you know, I work really hard to have a family. But I'm like, God gave me the most shittiest family I ever seen. They threw away my fucking reindeers. I'm just...
So what traditions that you didn't have as a kid are the ones...
Nothing. Easter. We used to dress up and get our hair pressed and watch the motherfucking blimp balloons and go to church and come home and get beat on. That was it.
Jesus, you went to watch The Passion of the Christ and then you got to experience it.
Right. Jesus rose from the grave and so did a welt from your ass.
Yep. That's about it. We celebrate Christmas and people brought us something. You know, she cooked on Christmas, but it was not like the Christmas that you see now, like where people go all out and it wasn't like a friend Christmas.
Christmas caroled or nothing like that.
Nigga, you shut up at all don't sing that bullshit.
Nobody ever read you the night before
shit.
Christmas.
Only thing I knew about the night before Christmas, Jane Brown coming to the ghetto.
That's I forgot. Was it James Brown did like a song?
No, Jane Brown coming to the ghetto. You remember that song?
No.
You heard Jane Brown coming to the ghetto.
We can't play it.
Oh, shit. You know the song Jane Brown coming to the ghetto.
We'll pull it up on YouTube and put it in
the group. Santa in the ghetto or some shit Jane Brown did?
Listen, you grew up where I grew up. 8-foot reindeer come with a house where I grew up.
Oh, well, no. No, it was none of that shit. You didn't have no wish list and shit like that. And they so fucking evil, y'all. And I'm sorry I'm venting about Christmas. But I like Christmas. The last few years, I've taken these shitty-ass family members of mine on vacation. Went on Digi Crew. We go here. We been there. And these shitty motherfuckers. These shitty-ass kids I got. And you know, Junebug gonna talk about some. Well, why nobody using the reindeer anyway? Why was y'all fucking with the reindeer? The nigga was in the garage chilling with his neck off for the last 2 years. I was going to put his neck back on.
Now, let me ask you a question, Miss Pat. What do you enjoy about Christmas considering you so hate your family this much?
Just the fucking candles that you can buy that smell like fucking oak. Oak. What they smell?
Pine.
Like? Pine, yeah.
Evergreen, yeah.
One of them fucking woods. You know, in the music, Mariah Carey, then Santa coming to the ghetto, all the good old Christmas Carol. What's the good?
This Christmas,
Lonnie Hathaway. You know what I'm saying?
Silent Night by the Temptations.
Silent Night, Holy Night.
the only one that you might know is Christmas in Jail. Christmas in Jail. Have you ever heard that one?
Christmas in Jail?
Yeah.
I only spent one Christmas or two Christmases in jail. What the fuck are you talking about?
She got the live show. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I don't know. I ain't never heard no motherfucking Christmas in jail.
I only heard it because of work.
Yeah, okay, but I've never heard Christmas in jail. So, I mean, I really like the whole family thing. Like, usually I don't have much family, real family. So, usually my family, my aunt come up and I have my kids and my grandkids there. And, you know, we'll sit around and watch black movies. You know, like, what's that one? Next Christmas? Not Christmas. The holiday with the black Tay Diggs them.
Best holiday?
Best holidays. That's the black Christmas that shit you out. Yeah,
best holiday. Best man's holiday.
Best man holiday. So you watch all the old Christmas movies and listen to the music and just, you know, eat and enjoy your family. But these motherfuckers. And I bought all these niggas off of Christmas already.
Take it back.
Give them to us. Anything good?
I'm not telling.
This is going to be out before Christmas.
Yeah. It's pissing me off. So I'm done venting about Christmas. They not going to kill my joy.
What do you want for Christmas?
I want some Stella McCartney shoes. They're about $785. I wear a size 11. That's what I want. And I asked my husband, he was like, well, what do they sell the fake one? Well, bitch, I don't want no fake one.
I can see him on Wish right now. He's going to come backwards.
He ain't shitty. He's so fucking cheap. He's like, I'll celebrate. So, because your shitty ass mama was a fucking Christian and she never put up a tree. And the reason why she ain't put on no goddamn tree because she had roaches and the roaches would have tore the fucking tree off. So, the house was too hot to have a fucking tree. That little fucking fake ass tree would have caught a fire because her house had no fucking air conditioning.
For the longest time as kids, we got real trees, and I fucking hated them. Because once the tree got old, the pine needles would start to fall.
Yeah.
And you fucking star, you step on them bitches. And it's worse than stepping on a fucking tack. That shit hurt. Then you had to clean it up. I hated decorating.
But you know what? It smells so fucking good.
You get high off the fake snow.
You brought
snow.
Me coffee? Thank you. You so fucking wonderful. It smells so fucking good. It really did. It smells so good.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to finish talking about Christmas spirit and why I'm so pissed off. We back from the break. I'm just pissed off because I try to do things with my family that I never was able to do. You know, that was never... I've never experienced, like, I try to take them on vacation. I try to treat them better. I try to treat them, show them better shit. They some ungrateful motherfuckers. Then my husband sit there and throw away my reindeers. But it's okay. It's okay.
Sound like it. Not at all.
No.
Are you a fan of the old Christmas songs, or do you like when people remake Christmas music?
I kind of like a few remakes. Like who are you talking about?
Well, Chris Brown remade this Christmas.
I'm not going to listen to anything Chris Brown made. He's too young for me.
Okay. Well,
I like Chris Brown, but I've never heard that.
He did a remake of This Christmas. This Christmas is one of my favorite songs.
Did he do a good job?
No. No, you can't remake that song. That song is...
some shit you can't touch.
This Christmas, I give you my heart.
Nigga, no.
What the fuck?
Nigga, no. Don't say nothing white to us,
what
okay?
What the hell is that?
Don't say shit
Listen,
white to us.
You two need to learn white culture. Okay?
No, we don't. No, we don't, nigga.
No, I'm watching these movies.
This Christmas.
Fireside is blazing bright.
Never heard of it.
Oh, I fucking hate you. I hate you so much. I can't wait till you say, nigga, I can whoop your ass.
We can whoop your ass.
You never heard This Christmas?
I probably have.
You have. It's one of the greatest Christmas songs. But I don't like when people do remakes. I know Mariah Carey's got a good Christmas album.
Oh, Garyana loves that. She cannot. She been playing it. And y'all, Garyana, till next week is at my house. So y'all will get to see inside of my house a little bit. But I'm going to have to blur the crack baby faces out because I don't want you pedophiles out there playing with yourself looking at my kids. I know you out there, motherfuckers. I know you out there. You're not going to be jacking off to my baby eels.
Yeah, she was fucked by a pedophile. She know what y'all
Many
look like.
Pedophiles. So I know what y'all look for. Nice eels, clean eardrums. You won't get it at my house. So I'm putting emojis in front of all my baby face, ass, titties, and chest.
That's what the
She said ears, not eels, right?
Yes,
okay.
Ears.
I was very confused.
Ears. So,
Did you have a favorite toy you growing up, Chris?
I ain't have no goddamn toy.
Well, you're not Chris.
I had
that's
a baby.
Right.
I had a real baby alive. I had a real fucking baby alive. That's what I had.
She's on one today.
No, I wanted a Cabbage Patch Kid.
You got a real kid?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I wanted a Cabbage Patch Kid. And my friend had a baby that I mistaken for a Cabbage Patch Kid. That got me in a lot of fucking trouble.
I remember that. The Down Syndrome baby, right?
Yeah, she had a Down Syndrome daughter, and I thought the Down Syndrome daughter was a Cabbage Patch Kid. She slapped me so motherfucking hard. She almost gave me Down Syndrome.
Wait,
I'm told this.
How did we get what? When was this? Please tell me not last week.
Like, dude, I was about 10 years old. Fuck is you laughing at? I've told this story before. So I was about 10 years old and Cabbage Patch.
Hold on, I blurred my face out of the video.
I can't breathe.
I'm just telling a fucking story. It's not that I'm picking with anybody. And I wanted a Cabbage Patch Kid. And my mom had a girlfriend that had like 4 kids. And one of her daughter had Down Syndrome. And I didn't know. I was like 10 years old. And the Down Syndrome baby was older than me. And so I go over to their house one day with my mom. And I was like, oh my God. And she was like, what? I was like, how did you get a real live talking Cabbage Patch Kid? And the mama hit me so motherfucking hard, like a fucking boxer. She almost knocked me the fuck out. And she said, bitch, this ain't no Cabbage Patch Kid. And I'm like, yeah. And the next words out of my mouth, do I have a birth certificate? Those real Cabbage Patch Kids had birth certificates. She hit me so motherfucking hard. And she said, my baby got Down Syndrome. And I'm like 9 or 10. I'm like, what the fuck is Down Syndrome? So I didn't know what it was. And she hit me like a nigga at a bar. And I mean, she put the 1-2s on my ass. And I was like, mama, your friend me.
Oh.
And I after that, I stopped liking Cabbage Patch Kid because her fuck yeah.
They came with bad memories.
No.
Domestic violence will do that. Really ruins the memory for you.
Because the little girl cussed all the time. She like, what you doing, bitch? And she and them Down Syndrome people got real fat hands and they thick like bricks. And she's a lot to hit me on my ass. And I was like, stop hitting me on my ass. That hurt. Fuck you, bitch. Dirty ass bitch. That was her plan.
So maybe now you know how other people feel, how your kids feel about you.
No, I do mine in love. That bitch, I could. Oh. That was the meanest day. I said, I don't never want to own another Cat Pack Kid. But them Cat Pack Kid, they mean. And they owners mean too. And so that what made me stop liking Cat Pack Kid.
Jesus Christ. Cabbage Patch came with a 2-piece.
Yeah, her mama knocked the dog shit out of me. Like a nigga who was trying to take her vagina or some shit. I mean, I think I got hit with a pan, an elbow, and a knee. Like, bitch, this is not wrestling.
To answer your question, Dion, yeah, it was a go-kart.
Fuck, he's a go-kart.
Yeah, that's what my favorite toy, what my favorite present was.
Oh, go-kart.
Yeah, I got like a pedal go-kart. Go-kart? I got a pedal go-kart.
Oh, fuck, I hate people with money.
And I was a nuisance to the neighborhood, so my parents said it broke and threw it away.
Wow.
My favorite toy as a kid, we got, I got Teddy Ruxpin. And you remember the game?
You got a Teddy Ruxpin.
I got a Teddy Ruxpin 1 year. And
wow, that cost like $80?
Yeah, yeah. And I wore a Teddy ass. He was a bald ass bear by the No.
Yeah. Did you fuck your Teddy
Why
bear?
Would I fuck?
You say you wore his ass out. Yeah, man, like,
not his literal ass.
Teddy. What the
I'm
fuck?
Like, you fucking Teddy Ruxpin. Don't tell me you stuck your dick where the fucking batteries went.
I wish I knew.
Not all kids engage in sexual activity.
Oh, okay.
It's so normal to wait until puberty.
Picture an 8-year-old fucking the shit out of Teddy Ruxpin while he reading the story. His fucking eyes rolling back in his
head. Like, did you fuck Teddy?
No, I took him everywhere. I got a Teddy Ruxpin 1 year, and then we got that game Bed Bugs. My grandmother bought.
She literally played Bed Bugs.
It was like a
roaches. We didn't do that.
It was like a vibrating game. It made a shit ton of noise, and my grandmother got it to piss off my parents for having us go over to her house all the time. So that was like her gag gift.
Oh wow, y'all got nice shit. Well, we always got everything from the Infant Soccer Fund. I think I told y'all this. 1 year, they gave out all those Coca-Cola bags.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I went to school and thought I was special. And everybody in the class had one. I cried. I was like, I hate poor people.
Do you have any positive memories of Christmas?
No. No. Food, she always cooked. And then she just listened to music. Not like the kind of shit that I do for my kids, no. No.
What's your favorite memory with your kids? Like, tell us one positive thing that's happened with them since they've kind of been older or you've gotten to do these trips and things.
Just vacationing, and we argue all the fucking time when we're on trips and shit.
Miss Pat, I was asking you to tell a positive memory that you have. Just say you love your family, you know. Like
that is a positive, motherfucker. I paid for the vacation. Fuck is you talking about?
It's hard to steal a vacation.
Nene's trying.
Oh yeah, she is trying, ain't she? I want my fucking money, you club feet bitch. But
sorry, Nene.
I mean, just we like every 4th of July we go down in Atlanta. We go to Lake Lanier a lot. I'm kind of tired of Lake Lanier. I would like to do something. Me and my oldest daughter and...
When are you going to go camping?
Never. I have a lot of white people that be trying to take me camping too. And one Mexican dude in Cincinnati, he was like, I go camping. His wife's like, he don't do no fucking real camping. He do it in a RV and air conditioner. I said, that's my kind of camping. I'm yeah. Because I'm not shitting
that's what
outside.
I fucking said.
I'm not shitting outside. I have cleaned my ass with Lee's before, and I was not camping. We was out of tissue. So I am not doing that shit while I'm grown. I can afford tissue. I tell you about it on the next one, but certain shit I can't do. I cannot fucking do it.
It was just so funny because yesterday she looked at my coworkers, the wealthy ones, and said, do you guys know anybody who decorates? I need somebody to decorate my house. And they said, yeah, I know somebody. You can talk to this person. She goes, oh, that sounds expensive.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah. That's what
I don't fuck with people who say, what's your budget? You're not for me.
Like, to me, it's such a rich thing to do to have somebody else decorate your house for Christmas.
That's what your kids are for.
Well, right. No, I don't. I like.
It's about. You,
I like the magazine look.
Everybody gets together.
So you
decorate
go buy
the
shit in the magazine and then you have them make it look like that.
No, not my kids. I go buy and then I go online and I find somebody. And it's not that I'm cheap and I don't want to pay you. I will pay you, but. Fuck you. I'm not going to give you $3,000. I don't have it. If I had it, if I had Gucci Man money, like I saw Gucci Man Christmas tree, I was like, oh my God, well, one day I'm going to have a tree where all the mother. You know you got money when your fucking tree and your wrapping paper match, nigga. You're rich. And I go every year.
It's not that hard to find.
Nah, Rich, yeah.
I'm talking about not with your fucking tape showing on the gift. I mean, when that shit wrapped like it looked like it was bought like that. You know what I'm saying? My next door neighbor.
You had a white assistant do it.
Well, I came up here 1 year, had all of the white girls wrap my toys. I can't wrap gifts. I'm horrible with wrapping gifts, but I like for it to all coordinate up under the tree.
Right.
So this year I chose the color, and I don't know how it's going to look. I just chose these colors. We're going to put them in there. So deep burgundy, gold, white, and silver. I don't know
what
the
sounds like. It'll look good.
Yeah. I don't know, but I got this girl at my house and she's putting it together. When I left, it was really fucking looking good. And I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna have the tree of my dream. And she was just so fucking sweet.
Have to take a picture of it so we can post it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See how it's coming along?
Holy shit, that tree's huge.
Yeah.
It's 15 feet.
And here's the whole tree right here. This is what I'm going for. That's not mine. See, that's the kind of shit I like.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I like.
We will post these pictures in the group so you guys know what we're talking about. But
it's 15 feet. And, you know, like you're,
that looks
2 years
like a green dick with lights on it.
But I had the cute little ornaments that turn. Mm-hmm. My family threw them all out. So I said, okay. So I went to my husband's bank account and I just stole his money.
I was going to say, it sounds like you need to get a new family for Christmas.
Right. That's what I do. That's what you want. Yeah.
I do. You know who I'm going to go to? I had a fan that invited me to his house, and I know you're listening, to come for Christmas. I think I'm gonna give you a call and come visit you, because my family ain't shit. They're ungrateful, they don't love me, and they makes me fucking sick. You know, I asked Junebug today. I said, Junebug, I need some eyelashes. I said, can you just get off the phone for 5 minutes and go get me some eyelashes, a banana, and some pads? He came back with eyelashes and banana. I said, where my motherfucking pads at?
He said, use the banana. That's what I'd have told your ass.
That's pretty much it.
You know, they took the symbol off the pad box, so he probably
fucked up. Which is, I don't understand what the fuck. What I don't understand. Let's be real, because I have a gay daughter. If you're gonna take this, what the fuck was the symbol on the pad? I'm a girl. I didn't even know there's a symbol on the fucking pad.
It was Venus, which is like the ancient symbol for female.
The V, the pussy.
Yeah, right.
So what's wrong with this? Because, like,
some of them have, you know, this.
What that mean?
A dick. Some of these men out here are bleeding, apparently.
But nobody bleeds. Nobody use a Kotex. If you mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I want to know. I want you to write in and tell me, because I don't know anything about transgender. I'm 47 years old. When I was coming up, it was only two type of gay people. Either you was up.
Don't say it.
Either you was that or that. You know what I'm talking about. But I don't want to get in trouble. So it was only two names for gay people. So I understand that the world have evolved, and it's so much more that you can identify who you are as being transsexual, transgender, gay, bisexual, whatever. But I don't understand what the fuck the V on a pad got to do with anything. If you're a boy, or if you're a transgender boy going into a girl and you feel like you need a pad, that's fine. But like, I had this conversation with my daughter, I think it was with Quisha, or what was it with you guys? And I said, I understand that we have all types of different people, you know, transgenders and stuff, but what we have to admit, y'all, their body would never do what my body do. So
there,
you're never going to believe.
You can't.
You can buy the pussy. Right. Am I right? You can buy the pussy. You can cut the dick off. You can buy a dick. I heard my daughter told me you could pull your clitoris out and make you a dick. I don't believe that, but that's what she told me. I said, what kind of fucking clitoris you got? You mean to tell me I got backed up clitoris in my stomach?
I hope to God not. Jesus Christ.
Just some weights, you know, hanging out. You know. I
don't. That's the name of this episode.
Just clit stretching, you know.
Backed up clitoris for Christmas.
But I mean, I don't understand what the whole thing with the taking the V out the pad, because I am a woman, and if you recognize as a woman, then I will respect you as a woman. But let's be technically, you can't give birth.
You can. They can transplant wombs now. There's a lot of technology for that type of stuff.
Well,
Miss Pat, he seems to know a lot about this.
Well, so let me ask you this. This is taking a turn from the Christmas decoration. You're never going to have hot flashes. You're never going to really feel cramped. Well, you, period. You cannot buy a period.
When you inject.
I don't believe you can buy a fucking period.
It's all hormonal. So
no, nigga, that period is flowing right now. This shit ain't no hormone. I just went to the bathroom and there he was. That when he tell you in the fuck
I think that was the rest of your clip coming out. Like a bungee cord.
I mean, so I don't understand what the whole thing. Shut the fuck up. I don't understand. And I respect you. Whatever you identify as, I hope I can respect you enough to call you or to respect you enough to identify whatever you are or whatever you choose to be. But let's be technical. If you're a transgender girl, turning into a boy, right? Mm-hmm. And you still have your period. Do that V sign on a pad represent you wrong? Because you still gonna need the pad.
They can get rid of the. It's like I was saying. Like you can
get rid of the period by removing your ovaries and shit.
Right. So if you're becoming a, if you're a girl, start out as a girl and you're transitioning into a man. That's part of a surgery that you can get to get
but
rid of.
What the
it.
Fuck? The V on a pad got to do it. This is a V.
That's it's, more of a mental identification thing to where it's. So it would just be like, I'm assuming, now I don't know if I'm correct or not, and don't kill me if I'm wrong. I'm assuming, and I don't want to compare these two things because they're separate, but it's just being more inclusive for like how when black people saw signs that said colored only, you're like, oh, I want to be able to go into that place without that fucking sign there.
When you use a pad. All you got to do is buy.
I'm saying when they take that symbol off of the packaging to make it more inclusive, I'm assuming that makes the people who are transgender feel more included. That's my assumption.
So you're saying the boys who's turning into girls, the girls who's turning into boys.
Let's be honest. It's 0.002% of the people that are buying it. The reason they did this is to get people like us talking about it and to get conservatives who are anti-trans to post an outrage about it.
Here you
and
go, complain, that bullshit.
It's outrage marketing. That's all it is. They're just
they
trying to sell more product.
They ain't gonna try to sell a pot. Because let me tell you something. You gonna either use tissue or Kotec or tampon because your pussy gonna bleed. Ain't nobody trying. Ain't no, you, two things you ain't never gotta worry about selling in this country. It's Kotec because bitches gonna bleed and crack cocaine because that shit is good to some people. Don't
do
sell itself.
Right.
The weed, drugs sell themselves. And a bitch gonna bleed. I'm bleeding right now. Aunt Flo, Uncle Joe, and the whole motherfucking family is in town running in my underwear.
You hear that, Harrison? Welcome to the team, boy.
So, I mean, I don't think it's that all that conservative shit. I just think, I was just wondering why would they remove it? And I kind of like your thing.
I think it's.
Your version is white.
No, my version is right.
No, you white ain't always white, motherfucker, on this black podcast.
Because people
that's
who...
That's that technical, educated bullshit.
No, it's the truth. People who care a lot about diversity, like your daughter, are going to go, I've got five brands I can choose from. I'm going to go with them because they support a cause I care about. It's all about money.
Well, everything boils down to money at the end of the day.
Did everybody take the pussy sign off the pads?
I think they were the only ones that had it.
Who was it?
Wasn't it Always?
Always.
Always.
Always the best one because they come with fucking wings. Why would you? Don't fuck with the good pads. Them motherfuckers got wings. They keep you from overflowing. The overflow go on the side. It don't fuck up the side of your drawers.
Right.
How do you know, Chris? He's just a green
certified dude. Pussy inspector, right?
Jeez, you look like one. You fucking got a badge on with the beard.
Let me check your pussy out to make sure your pads
sweaty
hand.
Or else I'm going to harm it.
I don't know. It was just weird when I even heard that they even tucked the V. I'm a 47-year-old black woman. I didn't never notice that V on the pad. I just get the motherfucker. I don't even open the bag right. I rip that motherfucker from the side, from the middle, and start just grabbing pads.
Sounds like you're angry.
No, it sounds like I need one right away. So I've never
Uncle
opened.
Uncle Joe Flo is yeah.
Uncle Joe, the family reunion, sidekick, other nigga, everybody running today.
Well, we got to start wrapping
my
up.
My shit is running from the police. That's how bad I'm going. And we're going to go out on that one, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.